Good afternoon. Clouds continue to thicken with showers breaking out from west to east across the region. We'll continue to see off and on showers through the afternoon, maybe even a burst of rain as we head toward the latter portion of the day and into the evening. It's all a part of a storm system which is tracking north into Canada, but it's dragging a cold front through the region. The front will make its way across New England later on after dark tonight, but out ahead of it, a south to southwesterly wind flow should push temperatures into the upper 60s to right around 70 for late day highs. As we get into the night tonight, we'll start a clearing trend, which will last during the overnight period. With breaks in the cloud cover, temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s for overnight lows. Another reinforcing shot of cooler air is on the way from the Great Lakes. It'll take its time getting here, so we'll have some sunshine to start the day tomorrow, though clouds will roll in again during the afternoon. And on Saturday, temperatures should reach the upper 60s to around 70 again. But when that front arrives, we'll have a good chance at more scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon and into the evening hours, again from west to east. This area of rain will dry out Saturday night, and cooler air will begin to flow in for the day on Sunday. With another cool pool of air aloft, it'll be unstable, so a few passing showers are possible on Sunday afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, with highs staying in the 50s. We'll dry things out early next week with a moderating trend back to 60 with a mix of sun and clouds Monday, low to mid-60s on Tuesday, and despite the chance for a few scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday, highs will be in the middle and upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Kansas through central and northern Missouri and northern Iowa into western Illinois, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern North Carolina and far southeastern Virginia. A surface low located along a cold front across the plains is expected to advance southeast from central Nebraska to northern Missouri by mid to late afternoon, and then track east through central Illinois to northern Indiana. A narrow plume of return flow ahead of the cold front will result in dew points in the mid-50s. Daytime heating, combined with this moisture, will result in some unstable air. Despite this modest instability, strengthening deep-level shear and wind fields, along with bulk shear, suggest storm organization will be likely as convection develops along the cold front. Damaging winds and hail will be the primary threats with these storms. However, a 40 to 45 knot southwesterly low-level jet stream developing this afternoon from eastern Kansas to western Illinois suggests a tornado risk cannot be ruled out, mainly during the early evening prior to weakening convection. And adequate instability combined with modest shear will support a wind damage risk in the mid-Atlantic region with an outside chance at severe hail within some of the storms that do develop. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with the chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-60s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, showers ending, then increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 60. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 2004 and in 1991. And the record low, 30, in 2005 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m. 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers off and on through the afternoon, and high temperatures in the middle 60s. Showers this evening, then clearing tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers likely off and on through the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder, with highs around 70. Evening showers then clearing late tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers off and on through the rest of the day, maybe a rumble of thunder, with temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 40s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy, with showers off and on through the afternoon, maybe a burst of rain or rumble of thunder, with highs near 70. Evening showers, then clearing tonight, with lows around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with off and on showers for the rest of the day, maybe a rumble of thunder, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Showers this evening and clearing overnight tonight, with lows back near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, late-day shower or thunderstorm into the evening, upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler Sunday with a passing shower, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Monday near 60. Partly sunny Tuesday in the lower to mid-60s. And a chance of showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds for both Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.